This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
John McLaughlin joins us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What's going on, John McLaughlin?
Hey, Sparky. Well, as you know, I usually am in attendance out there in Oak Creek. Couldn't make it this year. A little far from me. I live pretty far from there, and other things were happening. But I'm glad to be on with you. I miss talking to you, Sparky.
I miss seeing you. I miss talking to you, John McLaughlin. No questions asked about that, but it's toy drive. You've always been a loyal soldier. Anytime we've asked, you've always made that long drive and so forth and been out here. No matter how cold the tent was and where we're in back in the day, or these luxurious bare sunrooms that we've been in here for the last several years, you've always hung out and been a part of this. And all the great work that you do with the Mac Fund and so forth, I just feel like you understand as much as anybody else how important giving back truly is, regardless of the time of year.
You know, Spark, and of course all of us, I would hope all of us, but not literally in the world, think about Christmas time in December and reaching out to people that are in need of all types. We're all human beings with needs at some time in our lives. And if everybody in this country would step up and do something, we would probably eliminate most of the charitable requests that come about, not only in December, but year-round. Like with the Mac Fund, we go at it for year-round, 12 months a year, and every day we try to fight. But if everybody would just care about somebody else, and you follow the Bible and you follow what it tells us, to love the little children and love one another, then, you know, we get rid of a lot of the needs and the problems. But they're going to be there, so those that will step up, let's do it.
Yeah, no question about it. And that's what it's all about. And I want to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. Obviously, when I have John McLaughlin on the show, got to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks a little bit. Again, kind of get your thoughts on what's going on here. You know, at the beginning of the year, everybody was freaking out. Oh, my God, this team stinks. They're too old. It's never going to work. Get rid of Doc, this, that, and every other thing. And I just kept saying, guys, just relax here. Doc Rivers has a long, long track record of having very successful regular season teams. Now, you can go back and forth about his postseason outside of the Boston Championship. But regular season, they're always contending for home court, all of his teams. Most of them end up with home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. And everything works out for itself. You look at this Bucks basketball team right now, this is a lot more closer to what everybody was expecting when the season started, now that they've all kind of gotten into their groove a little bit, John.
Well, a lot of things can be said. Okay, first of all, I'm a Doc Rivers fan. Now, I like him as a human being, and I've known him since he was at Marquette, and we used to work out and all those things. I believe in professional basketball more than X's and O's, and I'm not saying he isn't good at that. That's not my point. My point is, more than X's and O's, communication, getting along with your players, knowing how to motivate them, knowing how to deal with them. It's a long, hard season, and there's a lot of ups and downs that come. So communicating and relationship is what's most important. And X's and O's, even if you're a coach that wouldn't happen to be good at it, but a lot of your assistant coaches would. I'm not saying Doc isn't. I think he is. And I was down there just a couple weeks ago for the MacFun game where we played the Chicago Bulls. And on that night, Nuna, who is our sponsor for the game, which they produce internationally kids' products like strollers and baby beds and playpens and things like that. And they gave us $100,000, and it was the MacFun game given to us by the Bucks. And, of course, we've had a Bucks relationship on the MacFun for all 48 years because they were there to help Eddie and I start the MacFun. And so when I was down there for the game, I got that little commercial in, but Doc had asked that I would come in and see him, which I thought was very kind of him. And I went in and sat down, and he and I talked for about 10 minutes. And we talked about some old times. We talked about Bob Love, who passed away and was a great player in the NBA for the Chicago Bulls, and who had a cup of coffee with the Bucks before he was traded our first year to Chicago for Flynn Robinson, and he had passed away. Well, Doc was close with him, so we spent time on that, and then we talked about the team, the current Bucks team. And he said, you know, John, it's coming, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be okay. And I believe him, and it's happening now. After the trade for Lillard, we won't go into all of that, pros and cons, but the expectation level went up greatly, no question about it. And I think it's taking time for that to really take hold and take shape. And I'm a believer in this team. I'm a believer in John Horst. And I think it's starting to come together properly.
Talk with John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, of course, helps to run and start up the Mac Fun as he joins us here. So we broadcast from the 18th annual Fan Toy Drive and Kiss Toy Drive here from Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Still plenty of time for you to drop off a toy, cash donation, donate online at thefanmilwaukee.com out here every day this week, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And speaking of those Bucks, Peter Fagan, president of the Milwaukee Bucks, will be out here tomorrow from 2 until 2:30. Your thoughts on this team's struggles, I guess, to a certain degree with health. You know, you only get so much of a window when you have great players together in order to capitalize and get a championship. And thankfully, very thankfully, because I didn't think I'd ever see one in my lifetime, the Bucks won a championship, won already. But Giannis, Lillard, Middleton, if all three of those guys are healthy in the playoffs, John, I'm convinced they can go win another championship. The problem is getting them to that point. Middleton still hasn't played this year. Last year in the playoffs, he was the healthy one, and Giannis and Damian Lillard were hurt. And I don't know if there's really anything that can be done, but it really does speak volumes to kind of the luck that goes into play as far as being able to win a championship.
It's amazing. I think about it all the time, and let me draw on this history. In 71, when we won it all, we didn't have any injuries. We didn't have little injuries, big injuries, no injuries. We all played, I think most of us played in 80 to 82 games that year, and we did that a lot in that era. There was no time management for players
right.
who needed a day off. I laugh at that. I wanted to play all 82 games. So did all of us. Are you kidding? But no one was injured that year. We go back to the finals in 74, play Boston. Lucius Allen was out with an injury. I had a torn calf and was playing. Oscar had a torn groin that went up into his stomach and played.
Oh.
And Oscar and I have talked about this, and we're both convinced that he said, John, if you'd have been healthy, we would have won. Well, how kind from Oscar Robertson to say to me. But I would say if Oscar was healthy and me, we would have won it. Point is, that year we had all these injuries. And in 71, none. it really has to do with luck in that regard, and injuries in the NBA are just always around the corner. They're right there every time you drive to the basket. It doesn't mean it can be. It has to be a contact injury. Most of my injuries were something that in my body that just gave way, you know, like a muscle or a tear or whatever. I had an eye injury, but that was contact. Point is, you're right. It's very narrow, open window, and the health factor is huge. And whoever stays healthy has the best chance.
And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, for the most part, when you look at the NBA today, last night was a prime example. You had three players off this Bucks bench scoring in double figures. I've watched the Bucks a long time. It's been a while since I can remember three players off a Bucks bench scoring in double figures, you know, all in the same game. If they get that type of contribution from this bench, it's going to be really tough to beat this team.
Well, you know, let's go back a month or two, and one of the things I was saying to my family and friends, because I don't go public on this stuff a lot, and I'm not out there as much other than on your show, and I don't know that I particularly care to be, but I felt like our two main stars are great offensive players, and they play hard, and they care, and they want to win. And then you throw Chris in there, who's on the the personal scale, is a great guy, and he's a wonderful player. But we needed to be able to get more out of the rest of the guys. So why does that happen, or how can you correct that? Is it up to the stars to make sure that the other guys can contribute more, or is it up to the other guys? It's both. And I think they've been doing that, and now they've got, what, 8-game winning streak going? And I think it's not just the stars, but it's being able to get more out of the rest of the team, who, if you look at those guys, there's a lot of talent there.
There's a ton of talent there, no doubt about it. John McLaughlin, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, Bucks legend. Donate to the Mac Fund, donate to our toy drive out here for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest as well. John, thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, Spark, to you, your family, and all your listeners, have a blessed Christmas. This is the time of year to celebrate Jesus Christ. Take care, brother.